Unit 23, Task 4.
Sarah, what's the first step in building a website?
First of all, you should always plan it carefully. Decide what sort of information you're going to include and how you're going to organise it. I like to start with the homepage because this is the starting point of your site, almost like the table of contents in a book. It's a good idea to design the site on paper first. A few diagrams will help you clarify the relationships between the pages.
That sounds sensible. What editing tool do you recommend?
I recommend using a web editor. It'll make it easier to design your site. You can download a web editor from the internet quite easily.
I suppose a big part of the job is writing the text and formatting the pages.
Yes. You need to type the text and decide the formatting effects. You can also apply styles to text and other page elements.
And what about graphics and sounds?
Well, that's the next step. You can insert all sorts of pictures and sounds, but they should have a clear purpose, some sort of communicative intention. Don't insert photos or animations just to make the pages look nice, and avoid having a large number of graphics.
Why is that?
Because graphics can take a long time to download, and visitors might give up and leave.
I see. Any advice about the use of colour?
It's fun to experiment with colour. You may like to choose different colours for the background and the text, but make sure that all the text is easy to read and avoid very bright colours.
OK. What's next?
Once you've created and saved a few pages, it's time to join them together with hyperlinks. A good design principle is not to put too many links on one page. People may lose patience or get distracted. And check that all the links work, since web addresses sometimes change.
So be careful with links. Mm. What do I do if I then want to publish my website on the net?
To publish your site, you have to find a web server and then transfer all the files from your PC to the server. This is called going live.
Oh, right. Sounds easy. Any final comments, Sarah, before we take some calls?
Yes. Try to keep the pages updated, improving the content and design if necessary. And the final touch. Always include the date to show that your site is up to date.